Book critic Maureen Carrigan says it's understandable that some readers will want to detour around John Burnham Schwartz's new novel, Reservation Road, but they do so at the risk of missing an unsettling and ingeniously told story.
I described the plot of John Burnham Schwartz's Reservation Road to a few people I know, and they all scrunched up their faces, shook their heads, and said, in effect, "Not the book for me." All of those people had small children. You also might not want to read this novel if you're a worrier or afraid of the dark. I've got some aesthetic qualms, too, about wholeheartedly recommending Reservation Road to you. This is a novel that revels in the oppressive atmosphere and none too subtle conventions of film noir. For instance, in the first chapter, a family driving along a country road at night stops, by chance, at that most popular of noir locales, a desolate gas station. There, they happen to stumble smack in the way of fate. This setup is about as contrived as the famous opening scene of Orson Welles' noir classic, Touch of Evil, with its long camera shot. But despite the flamboyant silliness of Touch of Evil, it's hard to blink or breathe when watching that first scene unfold, and the same could be said of Reservation Road. Schwartz has something of Welles' audaciousness. Because he writes so powerfully, it doesn't really matter that the premise and some of the techniques of his novel are so hackneyed that there might as well be a red neon sign flashing the word doom above those gas pumps. From the first moments of this emotionally wise and suspenseful novel, Schwartz lures us readers into going along for the ride. Our main narrator here is named Ethan Lerner, and he's an English professor at a small New England college. "I want to tell this right," Ethan says. "I was 38 years old. I had spent my entire adult life reading meanings into other people's stories, finding the figure in the carpet, the order in things, God in the details, and no place else." What Ethan wants to tell right is the story of his son's death, which occurs at that ominous gas station. Wandering into the dark road while his parents and sister pile out of the car to wipe off the windshield and visit the restroom, 10-year-old Josh Lerner is killed by a speeding hit-and-run driver. That driver, named Dwight Arno, is also one of the novel's narrators, as well as an eerie double of Ethan. Dwight, too, is the father of a 10-year-old boy, but because of his erratic, sometimes violent temper, Dwight has alienated his son, who means everything to him. It's the thought of losing his son's respect forever that keeps Dwight's foot pressed hard to the pedal after the accident. "There are heroes, and there are the rest of us," he says. "There comes a time when you just let go the ghost of the better person you might have been." In the ghastly months after the accident, Ethan distances himself from his wife, Grace, who's been zombified by her own overwhelming grief and further dehumanized into an object of pity by the gossips in their small town. Mild-mannered Ethan also grows more like Dwight as his frustration with the uninspired police investigation swells into rage. Elegantly, Schwartz bends the strands of Ethan's and Dwight's lives so that they intersect at key moments. If you were to diagram the twisting, crossing storylines of this novel, they would look like the Crick-Watson model of DNA. But as inventive as his plotting is, Schwartz's mastery as a writer really emerges in the way he orchestrates the separate dawning awarenesses on the part of Ethan and Dwight's son and his ex-wife that they might just know the identity of the hit-and-run driver. Again, that first teasingly slow scene of Touch of Evil comes back to mind. And like the noir, when the bombshell of epiphany explodes here, it's in part a trick of fate that decides who's left intact.
Maureen Carrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed Reservation Road by John Burnham Schwartz.